expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Another episode of the Mite Radio Show here on DDV Radio. You are watching Mite Live and DDV Radio, which my show is called the Mite Radio Show, at www.mitebroadcastddv.com. Good afternoon, Maria Maria, Earl Monroe Alexander, Maria Maria, Kevin Greenwood, Melissa Collins. This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. Now, this is what I want you to do. We're in the middle of our 24-hour challenge. I'm looking to get 500 pre-orders of my book that's coming out this month, which is called 177 Laws of Mite. I know what you're saying. You've been saying that for a long time, but I believe this is the month. Right now, my editors have a copy of a book. Look, it's about this size. No, it's not this size. These are printed pages, but this is what I had. These books, these notebooks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 notebooks. They're about 100 pages apiece. I had to break these down to about 318 pages. And you're going to get such an exciting and such a powerful and profound understanding of the laws of the kingdom. Now, I told you when I wrote this book, it's not written in a religious way. It's written in a real type of way that can be, that can transcend religious barriers, transcend cultural indifferences, transcend different nationalities, because this book will deal with laws. Now, I need all of you, my friends, my family, even my enemies, to purchase one book. Crystal, Melissa, Kevin, Maria, Maria, even if you got one book, buy a second book. I want you to go on this page and start saying, give me another book. You can post it. Now, those of you who are bold enough, I want you to call in and say, McDuffie, I want to buy another book. If you call in today, I am going to pray with you. I'm going to pray with you online right now out loud, because I want some bold soldiers to say, McDuffie, give me a book. Give me two books. Give me three books. Now, Sister Crystal, my present, already bought five books, and she only needs one, but she's going to give the other four to somebody else. So when I send you a request, or my president, my president, CBJ, requests your help, please don't say that I already got a book. All right, please. That sounds tacky. What you can say is, I have one. I will consider buying another one to give to someone that may cannot afford it, or give it to someone that's in the prison or in the youth house. This book that's coming out, 177 Laws of Mite, is a type of mentality that I'm communicating to the world how truth is to be embraced and readjusted to. It is not written in a religious fashion, but if you have on the mind of Christ and you think like Christ wants you to think, the whole book could be religious to you, because all I did was take out all the truths, all the principles, remove all the over-religious dogma, and just deal with truth. So, Kevin Greenwood, I'm going to ask you to buy a book. Melissa Collins, I want you to buy a second book. Christopher V. Johnson, I want you to buy your sixth book. Tina Burnett Gonzalez, I want you to buy your first book. And the first 177, Dominique Taylor, you get your names inside of the cover of my book. Now, it's coming out this month. It'll be 318 pages. We're debating about the picture thing. I'm looking at the picture thing, and it's in editorial process now. And I want to come out with the market with already 500 pre-orders. I got about 98, 99 pre-orders. We're still short of a 177. And I challenge people in the last few hours, let's go on a 24-hour challenge, and let's challenge people to start saying, I'll get a book. So, Dominique Taylor, I want you to post, I'll get a book. You know, I want Sheila Buffalo here, say, I'll get a book. Whoever pops on my show, I'm going to challenge you to say, buy my book. Tina Burnett Gonzalez, I need you to buy my book. It's only $25. My president, Crystal of M318, she'll post the post. She'll post the link and the code name. All it costs you is $25. That's it. And you will get a book I'm believing for the end of August, a nice, beautiful book autographed by myself. And if you're the first 177, you'll have your name plastered on the inside of the book as one of my supporters, my early supporters. And so we're going to have a nice book autograph party. We're going to serve some finger foods. I'm going to do it between Patterson and Weehawken. And I'm going to ask you to be a part of this historical book. And I know it's going to be a number one seller on the Times Square market. So, Anna, I need you. Buffalo, I need you. Taylor, I need you. And after this show, I will be a nuisance. I will be between me and Sister Crystal, because we need people to say yes or no. And it's funny. I sent out a request to over 200 people. 200. And I'm still waiting for either a yes or a no, or I can't do it at this time. I got a couple of people saying, McDuffie, I got you next time. I got you next period. But I'm looking for those who can go with me on this 24-hour challenge. I mean, time you hear it, I got a few people, they heard the announcement one time, and all they said was, hey, I want a book. Amen. Buying my book, buying my sixth book. So we got someone buying their sixth book. That's Sister Crystal. She's buying her sixth book. And so I'm telling you, this is what I'm telling you. I love it when people embrace it, because you can't help but get blessed by the information that's in the book. Now, I'm going to show you something again, and this is Mike Live. You can't see it on DDV Radio. And these are all the notebooks, and I have really 100 of these. I had to pick out about 8 of them to crunch down the 318 pages. And thank you, Grandpa Pooba. Thank you for buying a book. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Either myself or Chris will reach out to you, get the information to you. And time you get the information, please don't wait. Release the $25 seed. And those of you who are bold enough to call in, I want to pray with you. 973-925-4559. If you're bold enough to call in and say, McDuffie, I'm supporting you. If you call in, I will pray with you personally over your $25 seed. Because I believe that Psalms 112 is on my heart. So those of you who walk with me and take an extra step of faith with me, I want to pray with you out loud over the phone. Now, my M318 circle, who are really my core supporters, who give to me regularly, if you guys want to step out and sow another seed, I pray with you right now. Because to every seed you sow, I'm going to divide it by $25 and make sure these books go to people that need this word. I'm going to give it to some prisoners, people in youth houses, people that may be mental illness camps, and they want something to read. This is a book you need to have in your camp. Now, I am going to go between the Bible and these books, and I got to teach twofold, because as you know, my book, 177 Laws of Might, it is not a religious book. But watch this. To the religious person, it is a religious book. To the atheist, it's an atheist book. Right? To the black man, it's a black man book. To the white man, it's a white man book. Because truth has no color. It is constant across the board. Once these laws of truth get into your mind and your heart, you're going to see change. You're going to see motivation. And prayerfully, as you read this book, you're going to be motivated to go back to school. Open up a business. Open up a corporation. I got my first call. Let's see who's going to first get here first. All right, you're on the air. You're on my radio show. Please speak.
Hi, Grandpa. It's me, Yaya, and I'm buying a book.
Hey, Yamiya, how are you?
Good.
All right. You buying another book, right? This is my assistant. Her mama is CBJ, my president. And this young girl, Yamiya, how old are you?
11.
She's 11 years old. She's a martial arts star. She has been right there with her mom. These two have motivated me over the last year and a half. Yamiya, I want to pray with you today over the phone. I want to thank you for your support. Thank you for loving on Pastor Mike. I appreciate you. I really don't understand in this season what it means to me. what it means to me to have supporters and friends. My good friend Olympia. I swear, I don't love anyone like I love Steve Olympia. I swear, the coolest guy in the world. And just to have him smile at me is just so great, man. I tell you, I have such a great family. It's not always about color either, man. It's just people got great hearts, man. I really, Danny, Steve Olympia, my engineer, John, I tell you, these individuals make my day, man. And when people always talk about the skin color on the outside, I really look at the heart of people and how they show me love. And Yamiya, I want to pray with you today for ordering my book. Can I do that?
Yeah.
All right. What you want Pastor Mike to pray for? You give me it specifically. I'm going to pray for you. And I want to thank him for calling in. This is my first assistant. I mean, President Chris is the president, but her daughter is her assistant. And this girl have tied $5 to me, gave me gifts. This girl took the camera and filmed for me this past Sunday, took my camera and filmed my church service. I love this little girl. What you want God to do?
May have the best birthday ever.
The best day ever?
Birthday ever.
The best birthday ever. And when's your birthday coming up?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's pray. Okay, I want to thank you for your call. Lord, I thank you for Yamiyam, my spiritual granddaughter. I pray that she have the best birthday ever on this Wednesday. Shock her and surprise her and give her gifts from the north, south, east, and west. And Lord God, whatever her heart desires, let it be granted in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as she has been passionate to take care of Grandpa McDuffie and work with me, with her mom, I ask that you bless this girl. Give her every heart desire. I call in, Lord God, scholarships for college, that she have a career that will blow her mind. I pray that no sickness, no disease, no tragedy will ever touch her or her mom. That is a shield of protection and a wall of fire that's around this girl 24 hours, 7 days a week. Bless her friendship. Bless her mind. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I love you, Yamiya.
I like you.
Okay. God bless. Thank you for calling in. All right, I got someone here that's buying
it.
All right, talk to you later. We got another, someone's there buying their third book, Glory Be to God. Thank you so much. And if you call in, I want to pray for you three times over. Tina Burnett Gonzalez, I need you to order my book, 177 Laws of Might. And when it's a challenge on the floor, I tell you, I want to get rid of 500 books. And I think by you buying the third book and buying this book, we're up to number 99. So who will be the number 100? Who will be the number 100? We sold right now 99 copies of my book. Who will be number 100? Once we get the 100, we got 400 more to go. All right? So it's not impossible. Not when you got 4,000 or 5,000 Facebook friends. You can't tell me that 10% can't support you. Out of all 10, if 1 out of 10 says yes and the other 9 say no, that's a good ratio. So I don't expect to get 5,000 people to buy the book. Not yet. But I do expect 1 out of 10 to do it. So I'm praying that God will stir up the givers. I'm praying that God will stir up the gold givers, the silver givers, and the bronze givers. That's what they did when Moses was building this tabernacle. The Spirit of God stirred the people to work and to give. And they brought their stuff to the temple and they built the tabernacle. Well, guess what? In the New Testament, I'm building hearts. I'm building spirits. And this book is going to allow many people to come to an understanding of who they are in Christ. Now, I've been getting some. I'm buying the third book. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Whoever that is, just post your name because I can't see on my my live show who's saying I'm buying the third book. You got to post your name. You can also call in at 973-925-4559. Yamiya was bold enough to call in. And some of us as adults, we see the number. We never call in like we're afraid to call in on the phone. Call in. I can pray with you. Touch and agree. Whatever you sow right now will go towards my project. Amen. So if you give 100, that's 4 books. If you give 500, you do 4 times 4, it goes into 500. Whatever you give right now, I'm going to pray that God bless you according to Psalms 112. And I'm already honoring M318 for your faithfulness, all my SITU students for your tuition. And I know the devil been hot on your tail because whoever supports Pastor McDuffie, you're going to get hit. You're going to get my afflictions. You're going to get my pressure. You're going to get my opposition. But the breakthrough is crazy. You're going to get signs and wonders and miracles. I know the enemy is screaming because he wants me to let go of my faith. He wants me to throw in the towel. He wants me to stop talking about my book. He wants me to close down my church. He wants me to quit and give up. That's the voice of the devil. I believe everything the opposite of what he whispers into my ear. That's what faith does. And as I teach the book of Hebrews chapter 10, I'm going to be jumping into my book and give you commercials from my book. Now, in book one, And chapter one, I deal with Flight 1549, Flight 447, and Flight 3407. And I spoke about how all three planes crash out the sky, but only one that survived. That was Flight 1549, because Sullenberger was trained and equipped. This book is to train and equip you before trouble comes. Many people die early and commit suicide and take their lives and get addicted to drugs and alcoholism because they wasn't trained before the trouble came. See, you got to be trained and equipped before the trouble comes, all right? Now, I also deal with SEAL Team 6, and I call it SEAL Team 7, how these 26 trained SEAL Team leaders was trained amongst the Navy SEAL team, amongst the Navy, slipped into Abbottabad, went to the third floor and took a Osama bin Laden, shot him in the head and the heart, took him out 1-2, and was able. Maria's buying her third books. Maria is my number 100 customer. She's my number 100 customer. I pray that God bless Maria. Maria, may God give her her desire. May God destroy every opposition, and that everything she needs when it comes to her license, everything she puts her hand to, will be blessed. We claim her house will be free. We pray, Lord God, a new position will break forward, and whatever has been opposing her is destroyed by the fire of God. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Maria. Maria, this image for you. Crystal, this image for you. Melissa, this image for you. Yami Yan, this image for you. I give M's to my M318 partners. And I've been talking about, I can't hear myself. I've been talking about, that's good. I've been talking about SEAL Team 6 and SEAL Team 7. And I've been showing you that there's certain laws in these chapters that going to allow you to stand in faith. One of the laws that's in the SEAL Team 6 chapter, SEAL Team 7, is know when to speak, know when to be silent, and know when to shout. Oh, my God. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, I love this guy so much, man. Oh, you bring me tears. Oh, my God. I love you, man. You got tears in my eyes, man. I tell you, this guy, Mr. Olympia, man, Crystal, I tell you, this guy just dropped the check in front of me. Just support me. I got tears in my eyes because you never know where your blessing come from. And I tell you, it's okay, Maria. You see my eyes? I'm swelled up because you never know who's sitting around ready to bless you. And you never ask, you never get. Let me train you, M318. Let me train you. Don't be ashamed to ask. Don't be ashamed to make a request. And if people say no, don't get bitter. Don't get mad. Just go to the next person. Just keep believing. Just don't allow folks to talk you out of your blessing. And I pray for Steve Olympia, Detective Agency. May God bless him for the seed he's sown. May God give it back to him 100,000-fold. I pray that the seed he's sown, may God give it back to 1,000-fold. And for Dominic and to Tina and the Crystal and to Melissa and the Kevin Greenwood, to Maria, the Yamiya, because you guys take time out to listen, I pray that God will bless you. May God keep you. May heaven shine upon you. And I pray, Lord God, you bless this brother who always blessed me since 1997, Mr. Steve Olympia. May he expand the detective agency. And Maria, you stay close to Steve Olympia because this brother got a school going on. Reverend Marcus and myself both are raising up security guards that can do the best job. Go get that security guard license and get yourself a $20 and $21 an hour job. I'm going to get mine. And one of the laws that's in my book is, of course, know when to speak, know when to be silent, and then know when to shout. That's real deep, all right? Also, one of the laws is know when a mission is so life and death, you may need to break man's law legally. That's deep. And I talk about some of these things that's in the book, the chapter on SEAL Team 6 and SEAL Team 7. Also in this chapter, in this book, I deal with the term Cinderella. And I'm not going to talk about that. I've been talking about Cinderella all the time. And I'm showing you in the world's culture, I don't use the term faith. I use the term positive thinking. I use the terms of staying focused. But on my radio show and for the word of God, I show you that everything that's in my book, 177 Laws of Might, is birthed from a biblical process and the biblical principle. And the key thing today is this, and this is very key. Listen to me, church folk and people in the body of Christ. There is no option to quit. See, when you quit, you set yourself back. Folks make me laugh when they quit on a project. They let something go just because it's not moving fast enough or it's not moving according to your timetable. And when you quit, and watch this, you're going to find out later you should not have quit. And then when you want to jump back in line, You got to go all the way back to the back of the line. You can't go back to the same spot where you started. And so that goes for not only Pastor Mike, that goes for college, that goes for school, that goes whenever you, wherever you stopped at, you go right back in that same spot. And what you lost was time. So I tell people all the time, Maria and Kevin Greenwood and Melissa and Tina Burnett Gonzalez and Dominic, don't quit. You got to hold on to your faith. Okay, now I'm going to show you something. Now, what I'm doing, I'm teaching two ways. I'm teaching between my book, 177 Laws of Might, and I'm also teaching out the Word of God. Now, as you know, my book, 177 Laws of Might, is not a religious book. It's a book that can transcend religious cultures and school districts. So you can take this book and do what you got to do. But here is key. Yes, Pastor Steve is yes. And when you guys send me a message on face on my Mike Live, I don't know who's saying it. So, but God bless you, whoever's sending it. God bless you. I think that's Maria. But God bless you so much for just your support. And I'm praying for a special blessing of M318, Pastor Sharon and Danielle and Crystal and my sister Dr. Juanita and Steve and Felicia and MJ, my wife Jamie, and people who, Elder Lisa Brown and Mom Collins and Reverend Mark, these people who stand with Pastor McDuffie, I pray that God will bless you and blow you off the planet with blessings. Hebrews chapter 10 said something, and I want you to hear me closely. I'm going to tell you in the context and where it's been said. In Hebrews chapter 10, starting at verse 23, says this: let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for God is faithful that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as there are manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Now stick with me, I'm going to teach you something. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remain of no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and a fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Now, let me break that portion of scripture down, and this could be pretty confusing to Christians. And I taught this before, but it bears repeating. And I'm going to connect this to some of the things that's in my book. And what Paul, who I believe was a writer of Hebrews, is communicating to these Jewish Christians: stop being a bunch of punks. Man up. That's what he was saying. You know, we're going to take a break in 5 minutes. Stop being a bunch of punks. Man up. If you started out with Christ and the kingdom, why are you going to make a decision to turn away from him? And I can imagine someone having a conversation. Well, Brother Paul, since I confess Christ as my Savior, all my Jewish family don't like me. All my mothers and fathers trying to kill me. They can't stand me. They want to throw me to the wolves. They want to chop my head off. They're after me. And they sound like us because we seem to always quit, you know, when stuff gets tough. But what happened is true men and true women of God stick to their guns. They stay tough because you're not going to break out into greatness unless you find out. You got to take the class one-on-one called I Never Quit, I Never Give Up. And if you never quit and never give up and you stick with Christ and the kingdom, you will get a breakthrough. But you can't let go of your profession. That's what Paul is talking about in Hebrews 10, verses 23 through 26 and 27. He was saying, now listen, you Jews that became Christians, how dare you turn around and go back to the old form of modes of worship just because the opposition is hot? He said, hold on to your profession, which is another word for confession. If you confess Christ as your Savior, don't let it go. Hold on to your faith. Don't let it go. It will produce. And listen, he said, and y'all guys, keep gathering together. Keep meeting in corporate worship services. Don't quit like other folks done, because, you know, some folks got scared. I ain't going to be seen with y'all. Oh, no, I got to fake it. Oh, no. I do believe Christ is Savior. I'm not going to hang out with y'all, because some folks was punking. And Paul was saying, how do you confess and know that Christ is real and the kingdom is real, but then you make a decision to willfully turn away from him? Because Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26 says, for if we sin willfully, this got nothing to do with fornication, whoremonging. This got to do with you choosing to walk away from Christ, even though you know he's the bomb diggity. He's lit. You know he's the way. He's the truth. You already know he's real. But based on the opposition from the other Jews that did not want you to stick with Christ, you turned away and walked away. And Paul was saying, where are you going to go? You walk away. You willfully walked away from Christ, and you know he's real. You know the kingdom is real. And the only thing that's left is a fiery judgment. And if you didn't know it or not, in 70 A.D., the fire hit the temple and burnt it to the ground. And 1 million Christ-rejecting Jews died inside of that temple. And the Jews that believed on the prophecies of Christ got out the temple before the Roman Empire, along with some Jews together, burnt it to the ground. That was the fiery judgment. But they took heed to Christ's voice and got out. They was caught up before the fire hit the temple. There's your rapture. They was caught up before the fire hit it. And so he said, don't go back to the old temple. Don't go back to the old way. Press forward to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. But people gave up on their faith. How many of y'all watching me today? Dominic, Tina, Melissa, Crystal, Kevin. We quit on Christ because of the opposition. You're trying to believe to get healed. You keep getting sick. You got to keep tithing, even though it looked like it's rough. God says, keep sowing. It looked like it's not working. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. And if you don't quit and keep pressing in, you will get a breakthrough. Now, what I want to do, I want to take a break for come back for a commercial about 2:30. We're going to take about a couple of minutes. I want you to stick with me because I'm going to stay on my mic live while I go on the commercial. You've been watching www.mikebroadcastddv.com of Reverend Michael D.B. Duffy. We'll come back after the commercial break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny
Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And you watch and you listen to me and you watch me every Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Every fourth Saturday, my assistant, Sister Kersha Riley, comes on and does her show. I am Good Seed. And I'll tell you, that sister is a bad sister. Oh, my gosh. She died anointed at, what, less than 30 years old? I don't think she even 30. Her and her husband, brother, Reverend David Riley Jr., that's a dynamic power couple. They are faithful members at the Calvary Baptist Church with their senior pastor, the Reverend Randall Moses Lassiter. And I'm proud of that couple, and I'm proud of Sister Kersha, who always goes forward and encourages. I'm one of the spiritual dads, and I really appreciate it. And of course, to Reverend George Riley, Reverend Phyllis Riley, who is, of course, her father-in-law, her mother-in-law, and to the whole Tabitha Riley family. I love the Riley family. Thank y'all for being so faithful to Pastor Mike. I love y'all. Go back to Hebrews chapter 10. And I've been jumping back and forth on my book and talking more and more about the tenacity of faith. Now, when you go to Hebrews chapter 10, go back to verse 23, 24, 25, 26, and 27. Now, I was watching someone break this scripture down on one TV show. And as I was breaking it out, they was trying to compare this scripture to today's churches. And if you choose to sin after coming to the knowledge of Christ, you're no longer saved. And I kept screaming at the TV, read the text, the contextual setting. Who is Paul talking to? What's going on? Before you try to interpret the scripture outside of a setting, you're teaching it wrong. You're getting folks miscombobulated. You're messing it up. The letter that Paul writes to the Hebrews is all about Jews that confess Christ as their Savior. And it was first excited about Christ and the kingdom. They understood the first level of persecution. Some of their goods were stolen and spoiled, and they shouted for joy. But what happened is the pressure continued, and some of the Jewish Christians quit and say, I no longer want to believe in Jesus. I no longer believe he's the Messiah. And they went back to the old temple worship. And so Paul is rebuking them in Hebrews 10, verse 23. He says, listen, hold fast to your confession. Hold fast to what you started out. See, I met some people who started hot with Pastor McDuffie. You gave regularly, you tithe regularly, you gave tuition. But what happened is when the pressure start getting on, you start finding ways to stop and pull back. You don't pull back, you press in, you press forward. As a matter of fact, that's how one of those planes crashed, because you're supposed to push the nose of the plane forward and they pull the nose back, causing it to pitch and dive and crash and die. Flight 447 and flight, actually, I think 228, and when the plane was going from, I think, someplace headed for from Paris to Rio de Janeiro. And instead of pushing the nose forward, they pull back. And a lot of times when the pressure comes, we pull back. Don't pull back. Press forward. Press forward to the mark of the high calling. So when the enemy starts to mess with my finances, I give more. I start sowing more. When the enemy tried to lie to me and say, I'm going to kill your father with cancer, I start speaking scripture. When the enemy tried to make my daughter fall out with fainting spells, I start rebuking the enemy. When the enemy start messing with my wife's blood pressure, see, whatever the enemy says to me, I do the complete opposite. Now, that's strange for people because you would think you would panic, because when fear comes, it tries to make you panic and paint pictures of doom and gloom, and you won't make it, and God will fail you. I start laughing. I said, I start saying, God, you'll do what you say. You will do what you say. God, you can't lie. And as I'm driving my limousine service and driving my customers around, I'll be speaking under my breath. I say, God, you do what you say. You do what you say. I'll hold fast to my confession. Nobody's going to punk me. No devil going to talk me out. I'm going forward 100-fold. I will not be a 60-fold producer. I will not be a 30-fold producer. I'm giving it 100%. And when you live like that, man, it is daring. It's like taking a ride. You know, on tomorrow morning, my daughter and her friends are going to Great Adventures, right? And I'm not a Great Adventures guy. I don't like all them rides. I go on some, but my daughter likes to go on all the crazy rides. And one thing I know, one time I took a few of my friends with me from a special youth center. And they tricked me to get on a roller coaster, because this roller coaster was inside of a dark building. And they made it sound like this roller coaster wasn't bad. And they got me in there, locked me down, and come to find out this roller coaster was crazy. It just was in the dark. And I'm telling you, man, that ride scared me half to death. And I said, oh, y'all won't get me again. But no, I realized when you get strapped into the seat and there's no way out but forward, you're about to go on a ride of your life. When you get out that boat and you confess Christ as your Savior and you chase after Christ and you give it all you got, you're about to walk in realms and dimensions that folks know nothing of. And I'm challenging people. And the reason why I want you to get this book, because I want to teach you how to get out your boat, how to stop playing it safe all the time. You know, I like when people say, McDuffie, man, I gave more than once. I gave three times. I'm going to sow a crate. I'm going to give $1,000. I'm going to give $500. This is how I live my life for 38 years of ministry. To walk up and have folks hand me checks, that's what I used to do to people all the time. And though the resources have tightened up, I still got the same mentality. I'm stepping out in faith. I'm not let go of my faith. And the Apostle Paul is trying to train the Hebrew Christians, don't go back to the old form of worship. Press forward to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Then he starts talking about the sore punishment for you to leave Christ and the kingdom and go back to the old type of worship. Look at verse 29 of Hebrews 10. Of how much sorer punishment suppose you shall he be thought worthy who have trodden under the foot of the Son of God and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was, what's this, sanctified an unholy thing, and doth despise unto the Spirit of grace. He said, how do you experience an encounter with Christ, you Christian Jews? You know Christ is real. You experience his Spirit. The Holy Spirit come upon you. Some of y'all speak in tongues. You know the gifts of the Spirit. You know the power works. But time you reach opposition or compression or temptation or trial and test and turmoil and all of a sudden testing, you all say, I quit. I'm not going back. I'm not doing it no more. Paul actually says you are facing a harder consequence because you know Christ and the kingdom is real. It's not like you don't know. You just don't want to deal with the pain or the pressure of the opposition. And then he goes on to say in Hebrews 10 verse 30, for we know him that have said that vengeance belongs unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. Now, that got a twofold understanding of that. Now, this is verse 30. And that has a twofold understanding. And here's the twofold. Number one, is God is going to judge those Christian Jews that confess Christ as Savior, experienced the power of the kingdom to come, knew that Christ was real, and turned around and went back to the old form of worship because of the testing and the temptation that came from their old Jewish friends and family who told them, don't believe Christ as Messiah. So they really don't operate in a spirit of doubt. They operate in the spirit of unbelief, which means to choose not to believe, even though you know the truth is real. That's unbelief. And God says he will judge you for that. But also, this verse also represents that God will recompense the enemies that put the pressure on you. Now, no one's calling in. Okay. The enemy puts the pressure on you. Okay. Now, I want to show you this. Verse 30 says, for we know him that have said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. And verse 31 is scary. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Now, why would that verse be there? Now, if you talk to some of these folks who got a full grace message, why is this verse sitting here? Apparently, there's something about when you don't do what God tell you to do, when you know you're supposed to do it, you're messing with a fearful living God. I don't like these folk who, you know, who just got no fear of disobeying God. They can live any life they want, do what they want. I don't know about you, man. I got struggles. I struggle with my mind and stuff, but it's not like I go around bragging that I can do what I want and then God just gonna continue to forgive me. It's okay. That's a crocking lie. You got to understand that God holds you accountable of what you know and what you press into. And apparently he is saying it's a fearful thing for you to know that Christ is real and the kingdom of God is the truth and the bomb diggity and lit. And but for you to turn around and go back to the old form of worship and not press in, that's some old punk stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to fall in the hands of an angry God. So this makes God angry. When he gave you Jesus, he gave you his son, there ain't no other sacrifice. There is no better system. That means you look God in the face and says, we don't care about the blood of Jesus. We don't care about his crucifixion. We're going to go back and do it our way. And that's what he's talking about. But he's also saying that whoever is your enemy who's attacking you, God will get at them. And that's why when people say all manner evil about Pastor Mike, write all type of false articles, dog me out to my family, talk bad about me. All I say is, you know, Lord, get him. That's all I say. I said, I forgive him. Now, Lord God, you get him. And God terrorizes people with my face in their dreams. I'm telling you right now. I'm trying to tell you what God would do. God would take your face. I think we got a phone call here. Let's see. You're on the air. Who's talking? You're on the air.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Fine. Who's calling in? Who's this?
This is Crystal Johnson.
Oh, my president. Hello, CBJ. How are you?
I'm okay.
All right.
I just wanted to tell you, Maria wanted to call in, but her throat is bothering her. She's not feeling well.
Okay.
But she did buy her third book, and I am buying my sixth book.
All right. So my president, Crystal, buying her sixth book, and Bree is buying her, that's her third book, right?
No, Maria bought her third book.
That's right. Maria bought her third book. She was my 100 customer, and you bought your sixth book. And I want to tell you that it is so exciting to have you in New Jersey, which is your home state. This girl came all the way up from Maryland. I got it right.
You got it right. D.C. border.
All right, D.C. border.
Congratulations, you got it right.
And this girl has been, like, on my side. I love this girl. I love her daughter. I love M318. This president had took my group to a whole nother level, and I know you hate public praise. I know you hate it, but I got to give it to you. You have done a great job in helping Pastor Mike make it through one of the most detrimental year and a half of my life since I'm on the planet Earth, and because of you, I am. And so I want to pray for you that you continue to go forward. We're still believing God for 500 books, and I believe that people who are watching me today are going to go on and say, let's support this project. Let's believe God today. Lord God, I pray for my president, CVJ, continue to bless her and keep her. Thank her for her new property. Thank her for what you're bringing her into. Bless her and her daughter. Bless works of their hands. I thank her for a hedge of fire and a hedge of protection around her. Bless her as they continue to enjoy themselves here. Continue to allow us to work together, Lord God. We thank you for the unfolding and the greatness of your kingdom. And Lord God, anoint her that she might have favor with everyone she reaches out to, that everyone began to say, give me a copy, give me a copy, give me a copy, give me a copy, give me a copy. Lord God, let this be the record-breaking thing that she does today. And Lord God, give her favor in your sight and in the sight of man. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. I just want to say it's always my pleasure, and to God be the glory.
God bless you, and I'll see you in church tomorrow.
All right, see you there.
Love you. God
Have
bless.
Have a good evening. I'll continue enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Amen. Bye.
Amen. Bye-bye. I tell you, powerful. Dominique Taylor, God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for just staying with me and watching. And what I've been showing you here, and of course in the book of Hebrews, is that Paul is telling those Jewish Christians, don't run back out of the hand of God. I got another call. All right, here we go. People calling in. I'm liking this. You're on www.mybroadcastddv.com. Go ahead.
Evening, Pastor.
Fine. Who's this?
This is Pastor Sharon.
Pastor Sharon. Woohoo!
Yes. How are you, Pastor?
Daughter, I'm fired up. When I hear your voice, I'm fired up. I'm so glad you called, and thank you. Go ahead, girl. I ain't going to say nothing. Go right ahead.
We tend to get a little lit under the anointing.
Yes, we do.
But I'm calling, Pastor, to order book number 10. This is my 10th book.
That's right.
I've ordered books for other people, family members, and things of that nature. If you order this book and if you read this book, you will find that it will cover every area of your life if you allow it to.
Jesus. Now, y'all getting it right out the mouth.
It's young adults that's coming out of college that need directions.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? That need instruction. Don't know what you call this and all these kinds of things. There are over 177 questions that will be answered.
Jeez.
If you just dare to give yourself a chance to order this book, read it, and learn from it, and utilize what you learn.
My God, my God, my God, my God. This girl is telling you right. And I'm telling you, man, this is an investment you don't want to miss. This is an investment because I've seen the fruit in this woman's life. I've seen the fruit in Danielle's life. I've seen the fruit in your family life. I'm telling you something, and it's a type of book you can't put down. Once you start reading it, you're going to want to read it, and we're going to have the book discussion, my book clubs about it, because it's going to stir up controversy. It's going to cause conversations. This is something you just got to get. You got to get. My God. Pastor Sharon, I want to pray with you, woman of God, because you just have been such a blessing. There's one of my spiritual daughters. She's one of my long timers. Her and Danielle, this 20, 25 years. So this is nothing new. We pray for my pastor. We pray for the spiritual door. We pray for Pastor Sharon that you continue to bless and keep her, Lord God. Watch over the woman of God and all her children, her family. Thank of the minister, Danielle. I thank you, Lord God. She bought her 10th book. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're causing people to be stirred in the spirit. They're giving their gold, their silver, their bronze for the advancement of the kingdom. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're causing things to unfold right before my eyes. I thank you, Lord God, that every need is being supplied. Every need is being met. There's no panic. There's no fear. There's no doubt, only believe. And I thank you, Lord God, you continue to run through her body, make her whole, make her healthy, make her strong.
Thank you,
I thank you, Lord God, you run through her body and make her whole, make her healthy, make her strong, from her blood to her bones, Lord God, to her heart. Lord God, thank you that you breathe upon the woman of God, because you've been such a blessing to so many people. Her family loves it. We honor the woman of God. We love her. We love her. We love her mom. We love all that they touch. I thank you, God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Sharon.
Amen. Amen. Right. God bless you.
God
Pastor.
Bless. God bless you too.
Okay.
All right. We got 5 minutes left in our show. Dr. Juanita bought another book. Oh my God. God bless you, Juanita. God bless. God bless Dr. Juanita. I just continue to prophesy to her. Boy, this has been such a connection with this woman of God. I pray that God will release angels walking through her house. Matter of fact, I just saw three angels. I go. move right into Juanita's house. They're walking through your living room, your kitchen, your dining room. Angels walking around with swords and shields and protecting you, Dr. Juanita. Hallelujah. You just trigger something in the spirit. Thank you, Lord God. This woman goes above, Lord God, exceedingly abundantly above that I can even ask, think, dream, or imagine. I pray that God will bless Dr. Juanita. And as everyone who goes on and hears and watches this show has released the seed for the book, I thank you for it. Now, we got less than a few minutes, and those of you who really want to attend my church service tomorrow, I want you to inbox me. I'll give you exact directions and exact address, and I will let you know where it is tomorrow. We're going to meet for 2 hours, 9 to 11 o'clock. We're going to minister in a living room, and so come get into a home, cozy type of church service. We worship, we praise God, we minister to each other, and I teach and I preach God's word, and I am not discouraged, not one bit, not one iota, because I know that when God is bringing you to something, he's up to something, and I'm telling you, this is going to be an exciting time. Now, let me make a couple announcements. Next Sunday, Mighty Sons of God Church will be partnering with the fire department. Watch this miracle. We'll be partnering with the fire department, and also I'm probably going to include the law enforcement department, because we're going to be advertising and trying to get people to take the fire test. Those of you who are 18 to 35 years old, I want you to come out. We're going to be outdoors at 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock at the 7-Elevens on 10th Avenue, and I think that's 29th Street. I met with the owner. We're going to have our church service outside at 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Music, DJ, we're going to have a time. I am preaching, and the fire department are going to come out with the fire truck. We're going to shut down the block and do some crazy stuff. Now, if you want to get into the fire department, get ready for the fire test, I suggest, I got one more caller calling in. You're on Mike Live. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Pastor. This is Minister Danielle. How are you?
Oh, Minister Danielle, hey, you by my last caller. God bless your daughter. Go right ahead. I ain't going to cut you off. Oh, my God.
I'm calling because I would like to purchase my 9th book. I just want people to understand that this book is going to help them with every area of their life. They, you know, anything that they possibly would not go to a pastor and ask, this is going to touch not only what you hear in church, but it's also going to touch you spiritually as well as balance you out earthly. So I think that it's a great book, and I think that people should understand that if you really want to know what Jesus wanted us to do here on earth, this is the book to buy.
Wow, Minister Danielle, thank you so much. This was my first secretary, Danielle Johnson, so faithful. Her kids are like my kids. You know, I tell you, I'm so grateful. So looking to see all y'all tomorrow in church. Just to see y'all sitting around me in my mother's living room.
We're going back
to the old stomping ground, y'all, 23rd Street, right in the living room. We're going there.
Right.
Yeah, 23rd tomorrow, 9 o'clock to 11. So let me pray for you. Lord God, thank you for Minister Danielle, her whole family, Lord God. Just touch from the top of her head, soles of her feet. Thank you for her 10th book. And I thank you for such a faithful core of believers. And Lord God, we strengthen all the members of the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church, Mom Collins, Reverend Marcus, Elder Lisa, Bree, Minister Jay, Kaya, and those that may have to start wavering, got a little tired, Linda and Mashawn, even though she's not a professional member, but she's a member of the body of Christ. I just thank you for all of them that are so faithful. We also ask that you bless the owner of the 10th Avenue Diner that allow us to use her place for those many weeks. I ask that you bless her, bless the works of her hands, God. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you're doing such a work, Lord God. And Lord God, bring us back to the appointed time in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Love y'all.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got to begin to close out because we got 2:55. I want to thank you for tuning in to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. We'll be back next Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And those of you interested in attending my church service tomorrow, please inbox me, message me. I'll give you the word. If you're interested in getting into the fire department, get ready for the fire test. We get ready for next Sunday at 4 o'clock outside at the 7-Eleven. So 18 to 35 years old, I got to help you get this thing, get ready for this test. And I'm partnering with the fire department. Big ups to Brother Brian McDermott, who is the chief of the fire department. We had a good meeting. We met together, and I love that brother. One more time for partnerships. Thank you, M318. Thank you, Mighty Sons of God Church. Your prayers are causing me to connect with people. I don't run from nobody. If I'm called to the table, I'm sitting down and I'm talking. And what I agree with, I agree. Whatever I got to correct, I'll correct. But I'm not running from nobody in no thing. Thank you for listening and watching www.mikebroadcastddv.com.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.
No, nothing. There's nothing.
Try to raise the volume on you.
It's dead air.
Like you don't hear yourself?
Nothing. Just start the program. Why don't you start the program?
Okay.